You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Happy to have you along. James Edwards went on a business trip, and now he's on vacation with his lovely family, Sam Bushman, filling in for James Edwards on your radio. Last hour was a barn burner broadcast. Check out the archives soon at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Sean Bergen, our guest, he nailed it, ladies and gentlemen. Talking about a grand slam, and now it's followed up by, well, my job is to open the doors, the Bombay doors, for Eddie, the Bombardier Miller. And what Eddie started out by saying is, Sam, turn off that crappy music. I need to sing a song. So we're going to just put Eddie up and say, it ain't over till the Bombardier sings. Eddie Miller, welcome to the Political Cesspool, sir.
Well, thank you. I love working with you, Sam. We got the kids out of the way. We got James down there taking a sissy vacation. You know, Sam, you and me, we don't take vacations, son. I hope the audience tunes in on that. We don't never take no vacation. And me and Sam, I'm going to tell you what about me and Sam. We still have our swords, and we ain't pounded no plowshares either. We still got them, and we know how to use them. But I want to open up with that, Sam. That song, Sam. Man, we got so sick of those sissy Beach Boys. This is the Tennessee Baptist song I'm going to sing. It's the official Tennessee Baptist drinking song. It goes like this, folks. It goes, moonshine, Tennessee wine, rolling around my head. Moonshine, friend of mine, help me to find my bed. Yeehaw! Go Rebs.
And then you know what that brings up? That brings up the old song they used to sing about the drunk ending up in the wrong house, Bombardier. You ever heard that one?
Yes, sir. I tell you what, back in my wild and woolly days, Mr. Sam, I've probably done that a time or two. The worst I ever got when I decided maybe it was time to hang up some of my drinking habits was I woke up on top of a car and pouring down rain. But that was back in my wild days before I coming into like an honorary saint now, Sam.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing where, you know what? You're surprised when you wake up in the wrong house, huh?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And you know what's funny? It seems like that's what America's about to do now. Wake up in the wrong house with all the wrong politics, all the wrong people, all the wrong ideas. It's almost like America got drunk and now the hangovers are coming.
That's for sure, Sam. You know what, Sam? Things are so bad in this country. I just had to break the mold. The Bombardier doesn't usually, I think my face would crack if I cracked a joke. But I had to at least try it once, Sam. I hope it turned out pretty good. But it's really good working with you. And I was telling
you, I'm going to play a little wrong house for you just to make the point.
Yeah, put it on.
All right, come on.
I got into the wrong house again last night.
Yes, sir. Sure did. Didn't mean to, but I did.
It surely did give everyone the fright.
Them ladies was a-screaming, I'll tell you what.
But on my block, all the houses look alike.
Yes, sir. That's what we built as America these days.
And
it saves
I got
money.
Into the wrong house again last night.
Sorry about that.
Well, I
bought myself a house here a few months back.
Yep, got it with government
and
money, too.
This is our little house. That's a fact.
Sure is. The missus liked it, too.
But there's 37 others there, just exact. And I got in the wrong house again last night.
There you go, Bombardier. You like that, don't you?
Hey, I tell you what, that could have fit back in my younger days. That could have fit in. That could have been our national song. You know what? I think we ought to make that in the Tennessee Whiskey song, the official for official Baptist Month here in Tennessee, the official political cesspool song.
All right, there you have it. Now we got to open the Bombardier doors, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you what. I went to the South. I went down there to Tennessee for the James Edwards, the political cesspool 10th year anniversary. I was the engineer on scene, and I didn't go into the wrong house at all. I don't drink. But I will tell you this, though. We had an incredible anniversary, 10th year anniversary for the Political Cesspool. And the Bombardier was there. And he stood up to speak. And I'm telling you right now, I said Sean Bergen hit it out of the park. The Bombardier was up to bat. And I'm telling you right now, it went over the fence. And the Bombardier has a very strange way of mixing a gazillion topics up. And then when you get done, it actually makes sense. And that's what he did in his speech. And it was so good, we thought we'd bring it to you here on the radio.
Well, I appreciate that, Sam. With what limited time we have, I'm going to try to get to the gist of that speech because, you know, we have 200 people at the party, but we have thousands of people that are our loyal supporters, our brothers and sisters that didn't get to hear. So I'll put my little 2 cents worth in there. And most of the stuff I tell people, they're going to know anyway, far better than me. But, you know, like I was saying, you know, America right now is in the worst shape it's been in since I've been in. It's just in one pitiful shape. And the reason, and Sam and I both know why, the reason that we're in that bad shape, because America, it's quite simple, we have turned our back on God. That's the whole problem. We can blame the Democrats and the Republicans. We can blame the collapsing borders, the collapsing schools, what have you. But the reason is we have turned our back on God. And I'm telling you what, another reason is we have I hope I don't insult too many people, but America has become the home. It's not the home of the brave anymore or the free. It's rapidly becoming the home of the gutless, the stupid, the lazy, the slovenly, and the spineless, corrupt men who care not one whit about their government, don't care what's going on around them, just like the song said, the wrong house that Sam played, and he's totally right, and their government house. You know, it says take from the have and give to the have not. But that's the total reason, Sam. You know, this country was built on the Bible, the Christian.
And I know you don't want to offend people, Bombardier. None of us really do. At the same time, though, you know what? Jesus came, and he was the great divider, really.
Yes, he was.
Are you with him or are you against him? Is the real question, right?
That's what it boils down to. Either you're with him or you're not. And he you're absolutely right. Sam, he said, "I came to turn father against son, brother against brother," and that's why he came. He knew that's what was going to happen. But the solution. Before I go to the solution, I'll try to paraphrase it. One of my scriptures from the Bible. It says goes like this. We fight not against flesh and blood. We fight against principalities, against powers,
dominions,
against rulers of darkness of this world. And this is a big point right here, folks, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And that's what we have right now, Sam, and you and I both know that, that we have spiritual wickedness in high places. And the reason we have spiritual wickedness in high places is because we're supposed to be men in this country, but we don't put up with it. I mean, we put up with it. We don't stand up against that at all. You know, and I get so sick and tired of people, and people in my own group will talk about, you know, it's the liberals that did it. It's the conservatives that did it. It's the red state versus the blue state. It's the left versus the right. Well, I got news for you. And we hear people talking about, we need to succeed from the union. Well, that's a bunch of crap. If you know, you look back, and I know it may be a cliche, but we tried them once before. And you know what happened? We're still paying for it. Not only is the South still paying for it, Sam, the entire country is paying for it.
All right. In the words of a Southerner, heard that. All right, hang tight. Quick pause. I got some special music to play all this hour just to celebrate the Bombardier opening the doors. We're talking about his speech given at the 10th year anniversary of the Political Cesspool. It's on your radio. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor Score test today.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Bombardier said he wanted different music. You can sing along if you know the words.
Clad in kilts, left a bar one evening fair. One could tell by how he walked, he drunk more than his share. He staggered on until he could no longer keep his feet, then stumbled off into the grass beside the road to sleep. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring I diddle ido. He stumbled off into the grass beside the road to sleep.
There you have it, Bombardier.
Sam, I tell you what, you could pull up, you know, General Patton once said that he believes his staff, if he was made admiral of the Turkish Navy, his staff could pull all their appropriate paraphernalia, their rank insignias, right out of their bag, right on the spot. Sam, I couldn't name a song. I could name no subject that you couldn't respond to.
By the way, I'll tell you what, that song, if you listen to it, it keeps going on pretty soon. A pretty lass comes along, and he's sleeping, and he's got a kilt on. I won't say any more. We'll just move right along on radio. The Bombardier was telling you about his speech, and he was telling you that the Almighty is the answer, is the solution. We've turned our back on him as the problem, and I mentioned that Jesus Christ ended up being the great divider because some are willing to obey and follow, and others simply are not. And that's the reality of our situation, and now that we've turned our back on God in America, we're seeing the results, Bombardier.
You know, and that's it. Simple, in a nutshell, cut and dried, one paragraph. We turned our back. And you know, Sam, I'm just going to read a quick scripture of the Bible. And, you know, we'll talk about the solutions. I always say, when I can keep my wits about me, that I don't like to just name problems one after another. I like to, you know, give out solutions. And you and I, Sam, you just named the solution. Here it is in words from Second Chronicles. It says, if my people, I'm sure all the Christians out there probably heard this, acknowledging, but I'm going
to... Yeah, well, they claim there's like 200 million of them, right, Bombardier?
Supposedly, if we had that many in the country, though, Sam, I think we'd already, we wouldn't be in the bad shape we're in. What do you think, my man?
If they truly lived their lives as followers of the Prince of Peace, we'd have a different country, sir.
You know what? If we only had a fourth that did that. But the Chronicles puts it in place. Second Chronicles, people can check me out on it. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray to seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And Sam, you said that. That's just kind of paraphrased. You said it right out of the Bible. That's exactly what it is. And you know, Sam, another thing.
And by the way, I want to add something important here. This is not a threat per se. This is a promise. This is a nugget of truth, a message of love, an invitation from God to us saying, you know what, if you do what I want you to do, I'm inviting you to please do this. Test my promise, says God, and see if I don't deliver, right?
You nailed it. You nailed it, Sam. And you know what? We have to have faith. We have to believe. And I promise the people out here, this will be the last scripture. I hope I'm not boring with the Bible, Sam, but this is supposed to be like laws about military service, but I consider it faith. And I'll just cut it short. This right here is Deuteronomy, and it's the 20th chapter of Deuteronomy. By the way, I'm coming from the King James Version, people. It says, when thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when ye are come nigh to the battle, and the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and shall say unto them, hear, O Israel, ye approach this day into battle against thine enemies. Let not your hearts faint, fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye afraid because of them. For the Lord thy God is he that goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. And people, that's the last scripture I'll read, but that's pretty much in a nutshell what me and Sam talked about. We have to turn to God.
And you know what it reminds me of in the movies, you know, that the knight is offended and he pulls his sword out and you hear that mentality, all right, I'm gonna right the wrongs, I'm gonna avenge my enemies. And it reminds me of that, the righteous indignation of God saying, if you do what I've asked, I'm on your side, and there's no force. No force that can take you down. We will make straight that which is right. We will defeat our foes. We will stand for that which is honorable. And really, that scripture kind of lays that out like that. And I think of the movies where the knight kind of draws his sword, Bombardier. When I hear that kind of language, I just think, you know what? We need more of that in America. We need more heroes like that.
We most certainly do, Sam. You know, I hear the pacifist, I'm a peaceful man. Sam's a peaceful man. But like I said before, me and Sam, we're going to fight the righteous wars. We'll have the righteous anger. We're not going to murder. We're not going to kill unless we're attacked. We're trying to do the godly thing. And I like to point out to one of my favorite people in the Bible, especially the Old Testament, is King David. And I'll tell people, what was King David, what was his claim to fame? And it's tough, people. His claim to fame was killing. The reason King Saul lost his kingdom is because he refused to go and kill everybody in a village, man, woman, and child. He let the king survive. And that's why King Saul disobeyed.
And let me make it very clear, though. It was not about the killing, rather about the halt of evil.
Exactly. They were so evil. They were evil, almost as evil as we're getting to be, Sam. And I'll tell you what, that's coming. But, you know, King David did that for the Lord, and so that's not exactly a pacifist. But also, as Sam knows better than I do, that's the reason King David was denied the privilege of building the temple. They gave it to his son Solomon. But getting on, Sam, I'm going to go on down, and this is going to be right in Sam's, right in his lap. Is we need, turning to God, we need to reinstate a godly Christian constitutional government built on the county, on a constitutional county.
And you want to know where that starts? It starts in the hearts of Americans who are willing to keep his commandments, but it also starts with a term I'm going to use called honest money.
You beat me to the punch again, Sam, like you usually do, son. You know, people sit around, Sam, I hear them complaining about the mass surveillance of the NSA. And we are. We're being surveilled every which way this sundown. You can't go through an airport without being frisked down, you know, fondled. We have unchecked massive immigration. Our schools are just decayed, you know, a corrupt. The churches are corrupt and infiltrated. You know, Sam, I was reading just today, we're in Portland. Let's just show you how bad it is with God. I mean, it's got to be stinking God out of heaven almost. I saw where in Portland, Oregon, they actually have new bathhouses and homosexual clubs. They allow they allow kids in there. In fact, they have kids in these clubs in Portland, Oregon. If you go in on InfoWars, check me out, people. I'm not lying. They said you can go in these clubs and you'll see these grown men, pedophiles, dancing. Some of them in just underwear with kids younger than 12. I mean, that and the mayor of Portland, Oregon, was an open homosexual. I mean, that is going on here in the United States. But we got to get away from that. And like I was saying, we have to get a constitutional system built on the county. And Sam, you're right. Anybody that listens to me much, they'll know that I say besides, there's many things you can say. Number one, but besides turning back to God, we have to get back to a godly, a Christian type money system. That's what it was in the beginning of this country. But in order to do that, we have to have a constitutional sheriff. And Sam, that's right there. And before I forget, Sam, I want to ask, how is Sheriff Mack?
All right, a quick update. Sheriff Richard Mack, ladies and gentlemen, had a heart attack a couple of weeks ago. It was the Widowmaker, 100% blocked. He almost died. He was in the gym on a treadmill. He was feeling great. He was starting to exercise, and then all of a sudden it hit. People at the gym said, you got to call an ambulance. And he said, no way, they won't get here in time. He jumped in his truck, drove himself to the hospital, ran in front of the emergency services in front of the line and said, if you guys don't take me in immediately, I'm going to die. They did. They saved his life. Thank heavens. He's recovering. He's having good days and bad days. We need you to help the cause and help Sheriff Richard Mack pay his medical bills. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack is the website. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. By the way, I'm changing the Eddie Bombardier's name to Uncle Hiram. You'll find out why in seconds.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder, irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin MacDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being told that you are somehow privileged? Are you sick and tired of being told to shut up, both at work and at school? Are you sick and tired of panhandlers pestering you whenever you go out to shop or to eat? Are you sick and tired of jobs that never come and an economy that never goes anywhere? Are you sick and tired of having to take orders from incompetence? Are you sick and tired of movies and television shows that depict a white man as a bumbling incompetent? Are you sick and tired of a government that welcomes non-white immigrants and exposes you to diseases? If you were sick and tired of being sick and tired, then the American Freedom Party is for you. Connect with us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Once again, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Oh yeah, oh.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman filling in for James Edwards, riding shotgun Eddie the Bombardier Miller. The Bombay doors are open, ladies and gentlemen, but I've just nicknamed him Uncle Hiram.
Well, I was just a boy at the time when this drinking Uncle Hiram of mine decided he'd make up a batch of homemade beer. Don't tell a soul, he said to me, but I've come across this recipe that says for pennies a day, I can drink all year. Well, he searched the alleys behind the bars for empty jugs and mason jars, and he sneaked them down to his basement brewery. He measured out yeast and sugar and hops, and he said to me as we seal the tops, for goodness sake, don't tell your Aunt Marie. 'Cause she'd say, hey there, Hiram, what's going on down there? There's some peculiar odor coming up the basement stairs. Going back to your sewing, hon, I'm varnishing a chair. The time my Uncle Hiram made his famous homemade beer. Well, we let her sit for a month or so, and me and Uncle sneaked down below, figuring it was about time to give it a try. I was standing there at the foot of the stairs, and Uncle Hiram was checking the wares, and all of a sudden two bottles just blowed sky high. Well, the jars went crash and the lids went plunk, and Hiram dived behind a trunk as the beer began to spew out on the floor. Uncle yelled, don't mind me, save yourself. As fast as I could, I ran up the steps, and out of breath, I quickly slammed the door. Aunt Marie cried out, what is it, dear? And I said, it's Uncle's homemade beer. It's blowing up and got Uncle trapped down there. She said, beer, beer, I declare, Hiram, you come up out of there. But the sound of exploding beer was all we could hear. Hey there, Hiram, what's going on down there?
What do you think, Eddie the Bombardier? That's what's happening in America, it seems like, huh?
Yes, it is. I tell you what, we should play that instead of the Four Seasons, Sam, because that would help remind people what's part of the problem.
So. You got a bunch of Uncle Hirams everywhere just thinking they got a new plan that's going to fix everything. We abandon all the bedrock principles that made this country great. We abandon God, family, and country. We reject the protection of life, liberty, and property. And, whoa, we're in a world of hurt.
Yes, we are. You know, Sam, you know, I know you and I, you probably get as tired as I do hearing people talk about, you know, trying to point out why we're in such trouble. They'll say, oh, we got a corrupt Supreme Court, or our legislature's not up to snuff. Well, people, the Supreme Court is not the law of the land. I got news for you. The law of the land is the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the United States came from the Holy Bible. That's where it was based on. You know, the founder said, first, you've probably heard me talk about Chief Justice John Jay before. He was the very first Supreme Court justice, the very first Supreme Court in the United States back in 1789, 1790. You know, he said that each and every time, and I'm going from memory, Sam, each and every time someone came into the court, he said it wasn't just the so-called criminal on trial. He said the very law itself was on trial.
Well, you're absolutely right. And to prove your point, ladies and gentlemen, Judge Roy Moore of Alabama, he's the guy that fought to keep the Ten Commandments up, and they eventually railroaded him out over it. Well, he was patient. He got reelected. I don't know if you know that, but now they got the gay and lesbian agenda being promoted across the United States due to activist, belligerent, out of control, violate the law judges, violating states' rights all over the country. Well, Judge Roy Moore just said in his state that ain't happening, and he's an appeal to the governor, and he says it's not going to happen on his watch. The next showdown is in the works, sir.
Amen. You know, Sam, the Supreme Court, you know, if you can think of anything that's ever been said that had to do with patriotism, you can almost say, if others probably said it, but it's a good bet that Thomas Jefferson said it. You know, Thomas Jefferson said, and I'll paraphrase again, he saw in the Supreme Court a bunch of black-robed tyrants that would dispossess the people of the land of all their rights. It was supposed to be, the Supreme Court was supposed to be the weakest branch of the government. It's, you know, like Andrew Jackson once said, if they make it, they made it such and such a law, let them enforce it. But we got to get that out of our mind. We've got to stop depending on the government. We've got to stop thinking there's going to be a federal political solution, because there is no federal political solution. You know, there's just not. Sam, I was going back to what I said earlier.
And I just want to add, too, in this debate, it's not left, right, it's not black, white, it's not fat, skinny, it's not male, female, it's not tall, short. It isn't even political, ladies and gentlemen. It's all moral.
It certainly is. Sam, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. Those things that you just mentioned, left and right, red state, blue state, you know, a conservative and liberal, those are just distraction techniques. Those are terms. Those are artificial terms. There's, you know what? If a person is godly, if you're a constitutionalist, that's all that matters. You know, you're either pro-freedom or you're not. You're either pro-constitutionalist or you're not. You're either moral or you're immoral. It's that simple, folks. There's no gray area. And I don't, you know what? And these terms are so bogus. And I could go on about that. But, you know, Sam, besides getting a constitutional sheriff, which Richard Mack is, he's a hero. I cannot believe he drove himself to the hospital. I did not know that.
He did. He's alive. He's doing well, though. He's getting better day by day, getting stronger. He's got good days and bad days. But the bottom line is his wife went in the hospital a couple of weeks before he did. She had some blood infections and things like that they had to give. They got about $100,000 in medical bills between the two of them.
Wow.
Because he doesn't have insurance, you know, unless you take Brock care. It's hard to have insurance if you're self-employed these days. When he was sheriff, he had a little bit of money saved up, but he's dumped it all into the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, so he doesn't have any money now, and he really wants our help. And if there's a guy that's really put his time, his talents, his efforts into helping others, it is Sheriff Richard Mack. And the way you can help is GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. So there you go. There's the update, and that's what you can do to participate in the solutions. Eddie?
And I'd just like to add that
Uncle Hiram,
not to stay on Richard, Sheriff Mack too much, but I would just like to tell people, I've been around a long time. I've been following Sheriff Mack since day one. And I'm going to tell you what, the Sheriff Mack is the real deal. Sam's telling you right, that man needs help. That man has sacrificed more. I'll tell you what, he put his whole career on the line. He probably risked going to jail, maybe even getting assassinated when he.
Well, they did threaten to toss him in the clink, but he kept the fight up and he never went to jail.
You know what, and that took guts, more guts than probably I do, Sam, but getting back, we do need a constitutional sheriff, and we need, and number one, well, I guess they can't all be number one, we need a county, a grand jury in each county, no lawyers allowed, because lawyers have screwed the things up. You know, the law schools are bogus now. They don't teach constitutional law anymore, but we have to have a constitutional grand jury that knows their rights. That knows their rights of nullification. And we also have to have a people.
They also need to be a fully informed jury. And you pointed to it a second ago, and I want to kind of reiterate this point. I want to hammer it home for you because you're right on target, Mr. Miller, and that is this. They are there to judge the law as much as those who supposedly break the law. And one of the principles that are used is there a victim? Okay, and you start to think through that, and then you judge the law. Now we're getting somewhere when it comes to upholding the moral code known as America.
That's right. Sam, you know what? We can make a law that says, you can make a law that says anything. You can make
well,
a law that
back in biblical times, they made a law that said Daniel couldn't pray.
That's right. You know, Sam, every time you say something, it makes me go off on another tangent. That's what I tell people in church. Stop worshiping the government. Stop, you know, stop saying, oh, Romans 13 that they misinterpret. We have to do what the government says. Every in Daniel that you just named, every single martyr we had, all the apostles that were murdered, they were murdered because they were resisting the government. John the Baptist had his head cut off because he was resisting the government of that day. So people, stop saying you have to worship the government. You know, and another thing, James, Sam, we need to have a constitutional people's district attorney. No lawyers allowed. I'm going to tell you why. Because anybody with just normal intelligence, any moral person with normal intelligence that's a Christian that knows the Bible halfway can tell. And, you know, and Michael Peruka will back me up on this. What you need is the Ten Commandments and a conscience and the Holy Spirit. If you have the Holy Spirit, Sam, and you know this better than I do, Sam, you know the Bible inside and out. But if you have the Holy Spirit inside you, and you know the Ten Commandments, that's all you need. You don't need 15,000 law books. You don't need 6 years in some stinking law school.
You're right. In fact, one of the things Michael Perutka pointed to at our last convention, our last event we had at the National Press Club, and he taught a principle that comes from the Declaration of Independence. When they make all these laws, it's really called pretend legislation.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that? Pretend legislation, which means it's the color of law. It has no real force of moral law, has no force of a code of ethics, has no force of real common law. It's merely pretended legislation.
I could think of no better term than that. And you know what? We have pretend citizens, too, that line up and claim, oh, with some bureaucrat, some immoral bureaucrat has passed this stinking law, so I have to bow down and do it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're running out of time. I appreciate the Bombardier's views on everything, but I'm just telling you right now, that'll never sell records. And we got the Copperhead coming up as well. The Bombardier's final comments from his speech. You are listening to The Political Cesspool. Sam Bushman filling in for James Edwards on your radio. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. Back in seconds.
Radio Network.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Welcome back to Get On The Show. Call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I wrote the prettiest song in the world about this boy that loved this girl. They fell in love and all that stuff, but somehow that just wasn't enough. When I took it to RCA, they listened a minute, and then I heard them say, that'll never sell records. Mighty pretty, though. But that serious stuff, it ain't selling this year. Ride it over, and then let us hear, and them happy endings just gotta go. Well, back to the drawing board I went. Find more trouble them kids get in. They decided to run off somewhere and wed. The parents wanted them to wait instead. But they eloped, found a justice of the peace. They was saying I do, and then walked the police. They was underage, so they told a lie. Preacher, he had a grabber and died. Kids is taken back home to stay, and I took my song back to RCA.
That'll never sell records.
Mighty pretty, though. But that serious stuff, it ain't selling this year. Ride it over and then let us hear. And them happy endings just gotta go. Well, I was beginning to wonder if I could write a hit. Thought I'd try once more before I quit. This boy and girl, they met in the bar. Had a few drinks and then stole a car. Didn't like each other. They sure weren't in love, but they sure were married when they sobered up. So they got a divorce on the way back when the car stopped dead on the railroad tracks. It is freezing cold and he held her tighter. Burned her arm on the cigarette lighter. Temperature dropped to 40 below. The train was coming with the final blow. Looked like the end of a perfect day, so I took my song back to RCA. Now that'll sell records.
There you have it, Bombardier. That'll sell records, and that's kind of what we got going on in America. I know you think I'm just kind of playing games, but I'm telling a story here. If you talk about things that matter and things that can solve the problems in America, nobody wants to hear it. Now, if you're Miley Cyrus and you twerk and, hey, you can make $80 million and change and whatever, if you want to stand up for liberty and God, family, and country, hey, that'll never sell records there, Eddie Miller.
You see it every day, Sam. You see, you surely do. You know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I've been preaching forever in church and in the schools and in the neighborhoods and the street corners. It's really hard to reach people. But I'm going to fly through this real fast and get through so people can hear what the meat of what was on my speech from memory. Besides the constitutional sheriff, constitutional grand jury, constitutional district attorney, people's court,
honest money,
that would all mean nothing unless we have a posse, a strong, equipped posse to back up a sheriff so he's not sitting out there dangling the wind. And we also need to reconstitute the constitutional militia of the several states. Without those, you know, we can make all the resolutions we want, but it has to be backed up by at least a threat of force. And the solution, you know, and also we have to nullify all these crappy laws, all these unconstitutional laws. You mentioned a minute ago, Sam, we talked about John Jay. He said, any law that's passed, and I'll paraphrase what you said, that's repugnant to the Holy Bible, that's repugnant to the Constitution, is dead, is to be treated as it never existed.
They call it a dead letter.
It's us. I'm sorry.
They call it a dead letter, Bombardier.
A dead letter. There you go. And the solution, people, is in us. It's in we the people. It's we cannot put our faith in the corrupt government of Washington, D.C., or even the state governments, because you can see with the so-called Republican majority in Congress right now, nothing has been changed. Obamacare hadn't been changed. They hadn't tried to go to re-industrialize the United States. You know, it's nothing has changed. We cannot put our faith in them. We have to nullify these unconstitutional laws. And that's pretty, and Sam, you know, I mean, getting rid of NAFTA and GATT and the FTAA and the IRS and the United Nations, it's endless. But all those endless problems can be a remedy if we turn to God and get this constitutional God-based government. That's pretty much.
In fact, the only way you're going to be able to really teach the principles of God Almighty and biblical principles to the next generation is you got to get them out of the government schools so they don't get indoctrinated. You got to give them a chance to learn in an environment that's conducive to that kind of belief system.
You know, God wasn't telling us in the so-called Romans 13 we're supposed to support a godless, anti-God government. He was talking about a godly government, you know. I mean, I don't see how people could get, you know, could misinterpret that so bad. I really don't.
I agree with you. In fact, the Copperhead wants to chime in a comment or three. Copperhead, you're on the radio with the Bombardier. Hold on, let me get him up here. Hold on.
I'm glad Copperhead called in.
You there, Copperhead?
I'm here. It's good to be back in the sunny Ozarks.
Make it quick so Eddie can finish up.
You got it. Well, Eddie, you're right on target with getting constitutional sheriffs and constitutional prosecutors in line with us. Just found out today that Robert Mudgob Mangavi is now going to be the head of the African Union. And we got to get a posse together, constitutional sheriffs, and meet this guy when he comes to the UN, the states, and we got to put a pair of stainless bracelets on his wrist. He's a genocidal, satanic muck savage, and it's time to bring him to justice for the crimes he committed against the white Rhodesian people.
And to prove your point, Matt, in fact, there was a, and I'm not really for this group, but they're this pink group. Code Pink is what they call themselves. They were challenging in a security committee in Congress because Henry Kissinger was there to speak. And so this Code Blue or Code Pink people, these, and they're not really my friends. They're a feminist kind of group or whatever, but they were challenging him, calling him a war criminal, and they wanted to arrest him. And John McCain went off and said how unpatriotic Code Pink was, and he defended Henry Kissinger just a couple of days ago, to make your point, Matt.
Well, I definitely understand that they have a socialist liberal slant, but Henry Kissinger has to answer for a lot of things also, in my book.
Amen to that.
But it was today in Missouri with the property rights group in Missouri and organizing and signing up people, the constitutional sheriffs. Let's get behind Sheriff Mack. Please, anyone, do what you can. Send a dollar, send a dime, send a hundred. This is a good man. We got to help him out, but we got to make a stand on the international level, too. You can't let people slide for genocide, crimes against humanity, against our people.
All right, Eddie, your chance to finish up. Thanks, Matt.
So glad that you called in, Matt. Yes, you're absolutely, you nailed it, Matt. I'm glad you pointed out the white genocide in Africa. Yeah, you know, I'd just like to go back and just kind of summarize what I've said. The whole thing is on us. You know, we the people. We have to quit putting our faith in the government, trying to summarize everything I said. We have to quit putting our faith in this Supreme Court. We have to stand up and put this plan I was telling you people in there, the people's court, the people's district attorney, the grand jury, the sheriff's posse, the constitutional militia. It's, you know, I've heard people say Roe versus Wade started us downhill. In fact, Keith liked to talk about that, but Keith will agree with me. It wasn't Roe versus Wade. It wasn't Brown versus Board. It wouldn't all these other.
These are all symptoms, Bombardier.
I'm sorry?
These are all just symptoms.
That's right. They're just symptoms. You know what? And because, you know what, Sam? We're supposed to disobey that. Just because they passed that crap, pretend law, that pretend law of Roe versus Wade, we are pretending citizens if we obey that junk. Now, we say, we're not going to do it. Now, are we going to have to put our neck on the line sometimes? Yes, probably so. Probably so. But better to die fighting on our hind feet than to live like a slave. We're not, you know, if we stand up, we go back to God, and we do what I just talked about, and this wasn't my plan that I just talked about, my outline. I got this from other people smarter than me. A lot of this stuff is Sam's. You know, for instance, the Constitutional Sheriff's Police Officers Organization. Sam's been in this, and the cesspool from the day one. You know, so he knows more about it than I do. But we have got to do that. Stop relying and complaining and moaning and groaning. We have to be able to put our necks on the line. We're not guaranteed safety. You know, if we try to resist this federal government, yeah, they're probably going to come after us. But we have to be prepared to beat them. You know, I mean, gosh, I mean, what does it take to wake people up? Look, you know, we have look at the militarization of the police state we have. You can't go down the highways now. They're stopping people on the highways in total violations of the Constitution. You know, and stopping people and searching them and asking them for papers, just like they did in the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany. And by the way, you know, the Soviet Union was probably 10 times worse than Nazi Germany. You know, one of my heroes, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, if I'm pronouncing his name right, Sam, I'm talking about danger. He said that, and I'll quote him again because he's much smarter than me. I'll paraphrase him. He said something like this. If in the beginning, if we had not have been just meek and passive and scared and just going along with all the communists, if when the communist butchers came to our houses, if we'd have met them in dark hallways, in breezeways, with axes and cleavers and screwdrivers and hammers, anything we could get our hands on, and fought back, he said the machine, the murderous red machine would have come to a grinding halt. People, we have to decide. You have to decide right now. Where's your line in the sand? What is it going to take to make you stand up and defend against the godless, this godless system that's coming upon us like a freight train? If you think it's bad now, wait two or three more years. It's getting worse by the day.
We're talking about beans, Band-Aids, bullets, Bible. That's what it's about, brother.
That's right. You nailed that. That's for sure. And, Sam, that's pretty much my – you know, also, I was looking today. I don't have enough time about this, but
– go. You got 10 seconds.
Okay. Follow what they do in Davos in Copenhagen with the Bilderbergers. They're the people that's really making the law. It's not our stinking Congress. But people, remember what I said, and please take it with the right spirit. And Sam, thank you so much for being with me tonight.
We follow the Prince of Peace, ladies and gentlemen. Let's make it clear.
Well, God bless you, everybody. This old Bombardier here, I love every one of you people. I really do. And I appreciate you tolerating me tonight. And I want to thank
Thanks,
Sam.
Brother. Gotta fly.